world of música norteña, which is the most popular Latin music in the USA. Not necessarily so much here in the Richmond area, but certainly when you're down in the American Southwest, and particularly this music is phenomenally popular there. And so this is kind of a pretty major act to be playing here at the Folk Festival, so it's very cool to have them. And before in Las Cantinas, you heard one of the most famous norteño musicians of all time, Flaco Jimenez, who just passed away on July 31st, and I have not done any tributes to him, so I feel kind of guilty about that. So I just played you a couple of songs that that he was involved in. He was, aside from being one of the great norteño accordion players, he was also famous for his work with non-norteño artists like Doug Somm, who really brought him to prominence, but also the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan and Dr. John and many more. We heard a song from his album Partners in 1992, where he was teaming up with some of these other celebrities, and you heard his cover of Carmelita, a song by Warren Zevon, and it was sung there by Dwight Yoakam. From the album Partners, 1992, by Flaco Jimenez. And before that was the only song that I know of that could actually link the two parts of that musical set together, norteño music and Hawaiian music. And that was, of course, Ry Cooder and his version of Ben E. King's immortal soul hit Stand By Me, with Flaco Jimenez on accordion. And Ry is playing Hawaiian-style slack-key guitar on that song. It's from Rye's 1976 album Chicken Skin Music, which is easily one of my 10 favorite albums of all time in any genre. Total Desert Island Disc record for me. And Rye talked about these two styles of music, the norteño music and the Hawaiian guitar music, as things that gave him chicken skin, or goosebumps, if you will. And he tried to combine them on this record, and he worked with Flaco Jimenez on some of the songs, and then he worked with a couple of great Hawaiian musicians as well, Ada Isaacs and Gabi Painue on others. And this is the only song on the record that really incorporates both of those styles together at the same time, and it's a pretty amazing version of that great song, I think. And then before that, was digging really deep for this, was a band from right here in the Richmond metro area, from Hopewell, Virginia, called the 2B's Royal Hawaiian Orchestra. They, the members of that band all worked at a factory in Hopewell that produced rayon for the 2B's Artificial Silk Company of Belgium. And that company sponsored the band, who performed live in around the area, and also were recorded in 1929 by OK Records. And so that was like 2 years after the Bristol Sessions, when they were trying to scare up all of these regional musical acts for this new, for the new world of recording of 78s. They were recorded at 803 and 805 West Broad Street, which is two doors in from the corner of Broad and Laurel Streets. And at that time, that was the home of the James K. Polk Furniture Company, which I love. Now it's the home of Ram's Nails and a Mexican restaurant, and it's right next door to the long-running Aladdin Express restaurant at the corner of Broad and Laurel. If you wanted, the song that I played for you was Sweetheart of Mandalay, and this is on a great compilation album that came out in 2002 called Virginia Roots, the 1929 Richmond Sessions, which documents many of the artists who were recorded by OK Records at those sessions. This was produced by Ron T. Curry, who's a co-founder of the band Hotel X, and also a great expert on Appalachian old-time music. And so many people from Richmond who are real authorities in the area contributed to the project. Greg Kimball wrote some of the notes. Jeff Ruggles wrote some of the notes. And it's a great project. If you can find a copy of this record, I would definitely recommend picking it up if you're into that kind of music at all. Virginia Roots, the 1929 Richmond Sessions. And then we started at the set with some Hawaiian falsetto singing, Leo Ke'eki'e, if I'm pronouncing that right, by Raiatea Helm, the song Ahu Lile from 2007. She will be at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend as well. And we're going to get right back into the music here in just a moment on Global Agogo, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Richmond Food Not Bombs helps those in need of a meal, but it's about solidarity, not charity. Food Not Bombs is an international organization devoted to ending poverty and war. And in Richmond, they've been sharing a free vegetarian meal every week for over 30 years. Meals are served and groceries are distributed every Sunday in Monroe Park at 4 p.m. And if you'd like to join or are in need of food, you can message them if you want on Instagram at Richmond Food Not Bombs, or simply show up at Monroe Park today at 4 p.m. So it's about 2 hours from now. And Richmond Food Not Bombs wants to remind everyone that food is a right, not a privilege. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. You're listening to Global Agogo's annual preview of the Richmond Folk Festival, which happens next weekend, Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th. And remember, I'm just previewing the international or international style artists. I think Hawaiian music is sort of international, even for Americans. And so there's a lot of other great music that'll be at the Folk Festival. I'm not covering that on today's show. I'll certainly be at a lot of those presentations as well. But we're going to start the second hour with the band Son Cuba, which is a group of Cuban immigrants who specialize in son, which is the folk music from the eastern part of the Cuban island that is really the root of pretty much everything that followed it in Cuban and in Afro-Cuban music, like the mambo, the cha-cha-cha, more modern salsa and timba. And so we're going to hear this one from Son Cuba, which is their version of a song that was made popular by the Buena Vista Social Club, who really put son music back on the map all over the world. This is De Camino a la Vereda from Son Cuba right now on Global Agogo.
Enamorado, también huido un poco brillo, dulce morena. ser de humanidad, porque ha de ser de humanidad lo que tú haces, cómo tú vives, todo lo quieren saber.
Caballero.
a little bit of Cuban Son in that last set. That was Sierra Maestra, a band founded in 1976 by Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, who plays the tres. And Juan de Marcos would then go on to create another band called the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. And then he was the guy who handpicked the singers and players who would become known as the Buena Vista Social Club. But from his own band, they're from the year 1994, we heard the title track of the album Dun Dun Banza by Sierra Maestra. And before that was a traditional trova song from the repertoire of Benny Moray called Que Humanidad, as performed by Eliades Ochoa with his group Cuarteto Patria, and also with the help of David Hidalgo of the band Los Lobos on guitar, from the record Sublime Illusion from 1999 for Eliades Ochoa. And then we started that set in the second hour today with Son Cuba, who will be at the Richmond Folk Festival this year. They're based in Miami, and they're all Cuban immigrants. They're led by the bassist Cristobal Verdesia Sardines, who immigrated to the U.S. from Cuba in 2012. He played with a lot of different people in Cuba. He's a top-tier player of all kinds of Cuban music, beyond Son as well. He was in the top timba group, Havana de Primera. He was also music director for Buena Vista Social Club at one point. And he was in a group with the great jazz pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. So he's got credentials at the yin yang. We heard De Camino a la Vereda from Son Cuba, who do a lot of gigging around the South Florida area and don't have any recordings out as far as I know. So I just found this video on YouTube of De Camino a la Vereda. They have a lot of YouTube stuff out there if you want to know more about what they do. They should be very popular at the Folk Festival, because who doesn't like Cuban Son? I mean, really, pretty much everybody likes that music, including me. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way to hear Global Agogo. Richmond's WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I'll announce that on the air as well.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you're invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
And David will be in here in a little bit more than a half an hour to bring you this two-week edition of Ambiance Congo. So make sure to stay tuned for that and all of the great programming here on WRIR. And I'm really excited that one of my favorite current reggae artists is on the Richmond Folk Festival bill this year. His name is Meta Ja. And he is a native of Senegal who lives now in New York City. I've been playing his music here on Global Agogo for more than 10 years. So what I'm going to do in this set is just play you three of my favorites of his. And he's backed up with a great band that's called the Cornerstones. They're a very multinational group. And first up in the set is going to be the song Beloved Africa, which he performs with and co-wrote with Damien Jr. Gong Marley. This was all recorded at Bob Marley's old Tough Gong Studios in Kingston, released in 2014. Meta and the Cornerstones right now on Global Agogo.
Bounce. Fire. friends are wake up by the Green Peninsula Green Cup. We knock, knock the door right on time. In these hours of hate crime, yeah. I say, fire upon Babylon, me warn ya. Comes the revolution, say me warn ya. For a fina in this hour, we don't want this fire. Them suffocating oppression. I say fire upon Babylon, me warn ya. Comes the revolution, general, me warn ya. Chanting down Babylon. Ain't no war between earth and sky.
The music of Meta and the Cornerstones, an excellent multinational modern reggae band based in New York City, with members hailing from Senegal, Meta himself, but also Israel, Japan, and Jamaica, as well as the USA. And they're going to be performing here at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. And you just heard the song called Breeze, which is from the most recent Meta and the Cornerstones album. It came out in 2021, and it's called Ja, or D-I-A, Ja. And that was recorded at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios in southwest England. The song, again, Breeze. Before that, we heard the song from my favorite of all the Meta and the Cornerstones albums, one of my favorite reggae albums of the last decade, in fact. It's called Hira, and it came out in 2017, and we heard the song Bilal. Metasound is really based in the classic one-drop reggae of the 1970s, but it's also heavily influenced by Afro-reggae from people like Alpha Blondie and Tekan Jafakoli of Cote d'Ivoire, Lucky Dube of South Africa, Magic Fashek of Nigeria. And then he's got a lot of modern reggae or American-style reggae in there. If you like the music of Richmond's Mighty Joshua, Meta and the Cornerstone's really quite similar in a lot of different ways. And then we started off that set with Beloved Africa, his duet with Damien Jr. Gong Marley from his album Ancient Power 2014, which was recorded at Tuff Gong Studios in Kingston. So we're excited to have Meta and the Cornerstones coming to Richmond, I think for the first time ever, to play at the Richmond Folk Festival this coming weekend. And I've got time for one more set of music today on Global Agogo, and we're going to launch it with another international artist who'll be playing at the Folk Festival next weekend, Serge Massima Dogo. He's a native of Lomé, the capital of Togo in West Africa. He lived in the Washington, D.C. area for about 20 years, where he led an excellent Afropop band called Elika. And he moved back to Lomé a few years ago and really got deep into the unique rhythms of the region of West Africa, Togo, Benin, and northern Ghana. He made an excellent solo album in 2021, self-titled, and then formed a new band in Lomé called Alaga Beat Band. And that band is touring the East Coast right now. They are playing at a lot of the Secret Planet venues, in fact. And they're also going to be appearing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. So if you're into African music, you don't want to miss this band. It's one of the most exciting projects coming out of West Africa right now. I'm going to start this set with the an extended version, live in the studio version, of the song Soke Wo, which is a song that also appears on the Dogo du Togo solo album. And then I'm going to follow that up with my favorite song from the debut album of Massima's new band, the Alagba Beat Band. That song is called Enowu Lanyon. And then we'll hear a few of my favorites from the region to finish out the show. Thank you for tuning into this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Next week, I'm going to be at the Folk Festival myself. If you're not and you're listening to the radio live in this time slot, you're going to hear a classico edition of Global Agogo. Next up is David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten. Você quando vire lá, quando vire agora, no ciano se jovai lá, mega sol do que eu, fifi que é no banho de pão, bono ne a conco. Pode já ouvir, de já ouvir, agora Luciano se já vai lá, mega só o do que eu. Oh, we.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program is all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades, but all connected through good vibes, peace, love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. All right, today I've got a really mellow set list lined up for you all. I was actually in New York this week, and on the bus ride home, the music just kind of came to me for today. So I wanted to keep things easy going tonight with some mellow grooves, a bit of funk, and a touch of blues to help you wind down the Saturday night. First up is what I honestly think might be the greatest song ever written. And it also happens to be Paul McCartney's favorite song of all time, which is some pretty high praise. Every time I hear it, it just hits me. It's that powerful, honestly.